Gospel good news. Let's do some more Bible study. So we talked about the gospel. We talked about the two kingdoms. Let's talk about killing your flesh. So the Bible says you cannot inherit the kingdom of God in the flesh. Romans 8:1 says that if you walk in the Spirit, there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. But if you walk in the flesh, you're condemned. Romans 8:8. Galatians 5 says, crucify the flesh and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, the sins of the flesh. So neighbor, I have a question for you today. Are you living in the flesh by following the world that is Satan's kingdom? You are. You're not pleasing God as you follow the flesh of this world. But the Bible says, all that is in this world, the lust of the eyes and pride of life, is flesh. And you can repent and turn away from that. And when you're born again, you become a new creation. You can become a child of God. And children of God have crucified their flesh. Children come to the kingdom of God like a child. But children understand God's word in a innocent way. This is how we have to come. Test yourself, young man, to the word of God. You have to come. But you adults will understand killing your flesh. Children might not understand that. Killing your flesh, that means the lust of the eyes and the pride of life and everything that you want to do, neighbor. Watching football and movies is fleshly and lustful. Music today is fleshly and lustful. How people dress is fleshly and lustful and full of pride. Test yourself, sir. There's a narrow path. Jesus made the narrow path, but the broad road to destruction is there for all those. People that walk after their flesh are headed for destruction, neighbor. Turn and repent and seek Him. So you can kill your flesh. Crucify it, Paul says. Put away the old man. And in Romans 6, it talks about if you obey, test yourself, sir, we love you. If you obey, it leads to righteousness, which leads to life. But if you sin, it leads to death. Well, the world and the culture is full of sin. As you live like the world, you're practicing sin. And the Bible says, Hebrews 10:26, there is no sacrifice for your willful sin, neighbor. So, if you claim Jesus, you got to know that the call is to crucify your flesh and come out of the world. If you don't claim Jesus today, know that your flesh is your enemy and it's going to destroy you and send you away to weeping and gnashing of teeth. Sir, you believe. What do you believe? Test what you believe. Test what you believe. You got to come out of the world, sir. You can't believe and be of the world. Satan believes Jesus, but you got to come out of the world. You can't live after the pattern of this life and claim a holy Savior. If you're a child of God, you're supposed to live holy and righteous. So think about this, neighbors. Your flesh. If you're a child of God, have you biblically crucified your flesh to where you no longer serve it in unrighteousness? That's what you're serving today, is you're serving your flesh in unrighteousness, neighbor. And if you don't know Christ, you need to know that your flesh is your enemy. One day your flesh is going to die. That's called death because of sin. And then there's going to be a second death. It's called judgment and hell. Are you going to lose your soul on that second judgment? You are, if you're not born of Christ on judgment day, neighbor. So ponder the flesh. Ponder killing it. Follow walking in the Spirit. As I said, Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. Crucify your flesh, neighbors. Come out of the world. Come out of your corrupt church systems. Glorify God with all your members. You're wasting your life following the culture. You're wasting your life living for your flesh. We're supposed to be children of God, preaching the gospel, glorifying God. What are you doing today? You're glorifying yourself. You're glorifying Satan's kingdom. You're glorifying pride and vanity and gluttony. You're glorifying worldly music. That is not of the kingdom of God. Turn, neighbor, and repent. You have no hope outside of that truth. Jesus, a glorious Savior to be proclaimed and lifted up this day.